This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The U.S. economy is strong. The gross domestic product has grown more than 3% this year. The contrast between the agriculture economy, which is struggling, and the overall economy can make it seem they're on opposite tracks. But the data tell a different story. The broader economy is doing well in large part because of agriculture. Consider these points. Agriculture and its related industries, things like food sales and other industries that wouldn't exist or would be much smaller without agriculture, contribute $1.05 trillion to the U.S. gross domestic product, according to the latest data. That puts agriculture's contribution to the overall economy at about 6%. Whether someone works on the farm, for a food manufacturing company, in a restaurant, or in a clothing or lumber store, that person's job depends on American agriculture. They would not have anything to process, package, market, sell, or serve if it wasn't for farmers and ranchers. In fact, it is estimated that more than 43 million U.S. jobs are connected in some way to agriculture. Counting the impact of things that farmers and ranchers need to be productive, such as equipment purchases and maintenance, fertilizer, crop production products, research and development, and a range of services like financial services and transportation, America's farmers and ranchers play an even bigger role in our nation's economy. According to one study, members of the food and agriculture industries and their employees pay almost $900 billion in federal, state, and local taxes, helping to support their communities and our nation. Even though this is a challenging time for many farmers and ranchers, we are proud to celebrate America's economic growth and proud of what we do each day to feed and fuel our nation. Congress right now is putting the finishing touches on a new farm bill. It's easy to think, based on its name, that the Farm Bill only benefits farmers. Of course, with nutrition programs making up about 80% of the Farm Bill, and commodity programs and crop insurance only accounting for about 15%, it's obvious that there's much more to the Farm Bill than farming. But even if you just focus on the portions of the Farm Bill that directly apply to farmers and ranchers, those programs are an investment in a significant piece of our national economy. A strong agriculture sector benefits many other sectors and fuels the economy overall, while also keeping food on our tables. When I see reports about the surge in the U.S. economy, I think about the millions of farmers and ranchers who help make it happen, one seed, plant, tree, fish, or animal at a time. Farmers and ranchers are urging congressional lawmakers, recently returned to Capitol Hill for their lame duck session, to tackle several outstanding issues, including the extension of lapsed biodiesel and short-line railroad tax incentives. Tax credits for biodiesel, renewable biodiesel, and second-generation biofuel, along with the alternative fuel vehicle refueling property tax credit, expired on December 31, 2017. These cleaner-burning, renewable fuels provide expanded markets for farm commodities. Similarly, the tax credit for short-line railroads, which farmers and ranchers depend on to deliver their products to market and to supply them with the inputs they need to run their businesses, also expired at the end of last year. The tax incentive for track maintenance helps to upgrade and continue local rail service that connects over 10,000 rail customers to the National Mainline Rail Network. The Agriculture Department and the Food and Drug Administration will jointly oversee the production of cell-cultured food products derived from livestock and poultry. In a joint statement, the two agencies outlined a joint regulatory framework in which FDA oversees cell collection, cell banks, and cell growth and differentiation. A transition from FDA to USDA oversight will occur during the cell harvest stage. USDA will then oversee the production and labeling of food products derived from the cells of livestock and poultry. FDA has opened a public comment period on cell-cultured food technology, related food labeling implications, and a regulatory approach. The deadline to submit comments has been extended to December 26th from November 27th. Many families choose a real tree to celebrate the holiday, which not only makes for great memories, but also benefits the economy and environment. According to Sarah Hetke, Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Director of Communications, choosing a real Christmas tree supports local farmers and is an environmentally friendly option. She said with many consumers showing a preference for local products, the tradition of celebrating Christmas with a real tree is a great option. Christmas trees absorb carbon dioxide and other gases and in turn emit oxygen. For every real Christmas tree harvested, 2 to 3 seedlings are planted. Tree farms also serve as great habitats for wildlife. After Christmas, trees can be recycled into mulch to be used on trails or gardens. Growers use the mulch around seedlings to preserve moisture and reduce weed competition. Some recycled cut trees are used as soil erosion barriers or wildlife habitats. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture has announced the winning teams in its Fall Purple Plow Challenge, Cattle Ranch Riddle. Each team won a 3D printer and a $100 gift card for classroom use. The following teams were selected as the winners in this national competition. Meadow Groves Farms, Charles R. Drew Middle School in Lincoln, Alabama. White River Valley FFA, White River Valley High School in Sioux City, Indiana. Girls STEM Team, Brooks County Middle School in Quitman, Georgia. And Circle G Ranch, Rosalia School District in Rosalia, Washington State. The Fall Purple Plow Challenge Contest, Cattle Ranch Riddle, ran August 15th to November 1st. Every day, cattle ranching families strive to raise a healthy and safe product while at the same time maintaining a profitable business and being stewards of natural resources. For this contest, students constructed a model of a cattle ranch that addresses production as well as environmental, economic, and societal needs. Purple Plow is a free STEM education platform for middle school and high school educators. Students research scenarios related to food, hunger, and sustainability and build their own prototypes to solve problems. The resources provided for facilitators, students, and volunteers are written by teachers, aligned to national learning standards, and reviewed by industry experts. The next contest will open January 1st. Purple Plow is a special project of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. The resources are made possible through the generous support of the title sponsor, Corteva AgriScience Agriculture Division of DowDuPont. Visit www.purpleplow.org for more information. The Agriculture Department is expected to soon announce the details of a second round of assistance for soybean, wheat, sorghum, cotton, dairy, and pork farmers hurt by upheaval in foreign markets. The first round of market facilitation program payments was announced in late August and will help support farm income this year and help family farmers service the record levels of agricultural debt they hold. In many cases, the MFP payments are being used as collateral for operating loans, AFBF President Zippy Duvall noted in a letter to Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. With just a few days left on the legislative calendar, farmers and ranchers are anxious for lawmakers to finalize the farm bill before the start of the new year and a new Congress. If the bill doesn't get done, Congress, including a House with new leadership, will have to start from scratch. Farm Bureau's advocacy team has issued an action alert on the Farm Bill. Let your lawmakers know how important it is that the Farm Bill be ready for the President's signature in the next couple of weeks. Everyone loves Old MacDonald. How could you not? He is great for a friendly, fun story or song, but he isn't doing any favors for the agriculture community. Too often, like Old MacDonald, children's books do not accurately represent rural life today. Some of the problems often seen in children's books include antiquated farming practices, anthropomorphic animals, and safety issues. Stereotypes and misconceptions of agriculture in children's picture books are often the first exposure to agriculture children get. That's why it is so important that there are accurate farm books about agriculture for students to read. Check out the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture's website to learn more. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.